Welcome to Speaking of Spirituality, a podcast to share about the path of spiritual awakening. I'm your host, Amelia McLean, and I'm so excited to be showcasing some inspiring stories and exploring some interesting topics, all under the umbrella of spirituality. So without further ado, let's dive right in. So I had what I felt like was a really profound realization about what it really means to have everything you need. I feel like that's been hard for me to wrap my head around in the past. Sort of like a concept that you hear, you know, in the spiritual community. Just be grateful for having everything that you need, you know, and you already have everything that you need. And it's kind of, you know, didn't always make sense to me when I need to get some eggs at the grocery store. Okay, well, I don't have what I need because I need some eggs, you know, or whatever it is. But the other day, I bumped into my friend Devin. I have this wonderful healer friend. Her name is Devin Love, and she does amazing healing sessions. She just holds such nice, nurturing space for people. And we always have synchronistic times together. And I've bumped into her in town a few times now, and it's always really special. Anyway, the other day I was looking for a book light. I'm on the hunt for a book light, and one of the things about living in a small town is sometimes it's just hard to find something locally. I'm trying not to shop on Amazon anymore. So anyway, so I had gone to Target to look for a book light, and I went to, where else did I go? The local bookstore to look for a book light. They had book lights there for $20, which I felt like was a little bit much for a book light. So then I went to CVS to look for one, and they were all out at Target. They didn't have them currently at CVS, but when we were at CVS, my son Ilex, he's two, he saw some chocolates, those little round ball chocolates, the Lindt brand. And I said, okay, sure, we can get some little chocolate balls. So we each pick one out and we put them up on the conveyor belt. And I go to, the transaction is literally exactly $1. And I go to scan my card or insert my chip or whatever, and transaction declined. And I'm like, that's weird. I mean, I know we should have money in the bank. So I try it again. Transaction declined, and I'm like, okay, I guess we're not buying these chocolates for $1. And so Ilex is all upset, and we go back to the car, and I get a little flustered because Ilex is upset, and I'm trying to get him in the car seat, and he doesn't want to sit down, and I force him into, he starts crying and trying to hit me and pull my hair, and he's getting really tired. He's ready for a nap. So I'm trying to be understanding of all that. And he's upset because we don't have the chocolate that we wanted to get. So I keep telling him, we have chocolate at home. We're going to get the chocolate that we have at home. And so I get into the car and I, you know, close the door and go to buckle my seatbelt. And then I hear knock, knock, knock on my window. And I'm like, oh, who's that? And it scared me. I thought somebody, you know, was coming up to my window to ask me for change or something, which I obviously did not have. I had like one quarter in my purse. Anyway, and so Devin is knocking on my window and catching me at a really weird time because I'm all discombobulated and in a sort of weird mood. And I rolled down my window and I'm like, hi, Devin, you know. And she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm telling her what happened. I'm just having a weird time. And you know, we say hi. She gives me a hug. She opens the door and gives me a hug. And then, you know, I'm about to pull out of the parking spot. And I say, it's also just really ironic because we have a bunch of chocolate at home. Like, we literally had like five or six bars of chocolate, and I love chocolate, so I have a hoard of chocolate. You know, we also have chocolate chips, and we've got some chocolate from my Easter basket that my grandma mailed to me. So, you know, we got a bunch of chocolate at home. We don't need these little chocolate balls. And so she says, well, it sounds like the message for you is that you already have everything you need. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Thanks, Devin. I do have everything that I need. And so, you know, I don't have a book light still. But I mean, I don't really need a book light. It's kind of an accessory that's a little frivolous. You know, I can just use my phone light, or a candle or something. I just want to be able to lay in bed and read a book in the evening, you know, after Ilex has gone to bed, because he sleeps in the bed with us, and I don't want to disturb him with a light, you know, a very bright light. So anyway, back to my story. So Devin tells me the message seems like you already have everything that you need. And so I go on with my day, and then later on in the afternoon, I'm looking at my phone, on my notifications. And I don't know if everybody's phone does this, but my phone sends me YouTube video notifications for some reason. So I look at my notifications, and a new woman that I just recently started following, who's awesome, by the way, you should definitely check her out. She's called Manifestation Babe on Instagram. She's got a huge following, and she is a seven-figure mama. She's super inspiring to hear her story of where she came from too. It's just really, really inspiring. And she's got a YouTube channel, which is where she posts her podcast, Manifestation Babe podcast. And so anyway, I just recently subscribed to her channel. So I get this notification on my phone, and it says, you already have everything you need. And I'm like, oh shit. There's the message again in the same day. I do already have everything I need. So this felt really synchronistic, and I took a screenshot of the notification on my phone. I sent it to Devin, and I said, look, you're right. Here it is again. And so this kind of makes me start thinking about, you know, what does that really mean to have everything that you need? And I don't know where or when I was when it clicked in for me, but the realization that I had is that we are all one, right? Like, we just look like we're physically separated from each other and everything in the world, you know, because we live in this three-dimensional physical reality on planet Earth as human beings, with all this stuff around us and these things, but we are actually all connected. It is us, like we are everything. We're made of the same stuff. And what it really is we're vibration. We're all vibrational beings. Everything, every inanimate object, every physical thing has its own vibration. We're all vibrating at different frequencies. And so anyway, so everything is vibration, right? So we're all connected, really. We're all one. We all came from source, right? From creator. And so I was like, oh, damn, that's what it means that we have everything we need, because we are everything. Everything is us. So even if we do have to go somewhere to get something at the store or whatever it is, it's already there. It's already in our experience somewhere on this physical earth plane, somewhere in the universe. It's connected to us through this vibrational frequency that is what connects all of us and everything. So I hope this is coming through and making sense, because it felt like a huge, profound realization to me. And it definitely is making me think about things a little bit differently moving forward. It feels really similar, actually, now I'm realizing, to another profound realization that I had about the manifestation idea that we need to align to the frequency of already having what we desire. So like when you're working on manifesting something, one thing that you hear often is like, feel like you already have it, which is really hard for, you know, it is also hard for me too. I'm still learning how to access that feeling. But one thing that helped was when I realized that in the quantum realm, right, everything is simultaneously happening all at once. So in our 3D physical reality that we're in as human beings on planet Earth, we experience time in a linear fashion. So we have the past, the present moment, and the future, and we see it on this timeline of like, we are here now in the present moment, the past is behind us, and the future is in front of us. But in the quantum realm, time is happening simultaneously, all at the same time. Now is now, and the past is also now, and the future is also now. It's so we can access the past. That's why we can access the past in the quantum realm. And we can, you know, we can access things that have happened to us before in past lives. We can go back in time, essentially. We can heal things that have happened in our past that have an effect on the now moment in our current, wherever we're at in our life. This is how quantum healing works. And we can also access the future that has already happened in the quantum realm. It becomes a little bit confusing for me when I think about all of the different timelines that are also simultaneously happening. But anyway, this timeline that I am currently on, in my future, there are things that I'm wanting to manifest right now that I feel like I don't have currently in this now moment, in this 3D realm, but in the quantum, it already exists for me in the future, which in the quantum realm, right, has already happened or is already happening. So that's what I realized that like made me understand how I can access that feeling of already having something, because I can know that it already does exist in the future, in the quantum realm. It's existing for me already. And that was like huge. It feels similar to this other realization that I had about having everything that you need. I hope that this message came through in a clear way. It makes sense to me, but here I am, you know, talking just basically to myself and with nobody to give feedback right away. So please let me know in the comments if this makes sense to you. Let me know if you've had some other types of realizations. I would love to hear your feedback about this, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Speaking of Spirituality. If you'd like to connect with me personally or book a session for Quantum Soul Alchemy, you can find me on Instagram at Ascending with Amelia. Have a beautiful day.